Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. BP's Alaska subsidiary reports a profit of $85 million in 2016. The Alaska Energy Desk reports that the number is in an annual report released yesterday. The 2016 profit follows a $172 million loss in BP's Alaska operation in 2015. BP also reported a global profit this year after a worst ever $6.5 billion loss in 2015. Plunging oil prices resulted in BP cutting about 260 jobs in Alaska last year, about 13% of its workforce. But according to a BP spokesperson, the company, which currently employs about 1,700 workers in Alaska, is not planning any broad-scale layoffs in the state this year. BP also reported it paying the state of Alaska $464 million in taxes and royalties in 2016, compared to $358 million in 2015. Wasilla Republican Senator Mike Dunleavy is leaving the Senate Republican majority. Alaska Public Media and KTOO report that Dunleavy announced the move before joining five minority caucus Democrats to oppose a $4 billion Senate spending plan, which passed 14-6 yesterday. Dunleavy says he felt constrained in the majority, which requires members to support the budget.
I'm going to respectfully remove myself from the caucus in order for me to vote on this budget the way I think I need to. In order for me to vote on this budget that I think best represents my constituents.
Dunleavy wants deeper budget cuts and opposes reduction of permanent fund dividends. Dunleavy denies leaving the caucus lays the groundwork for a run for governor next year.
I'm not committed to run for governor. I'm not going to dismiss it, but that's not what this is.
The Senate rejected minority amendments to restore funding for schools, the University of Alaska, and other areas. The body also refused to consider amendments that would have restored permanent fund dividends. If the House doesn't agree to the Senate's changes, the two chambers will work out differences in a conference committee. North Pole schools were locked down for about an hour yesterday morning due to a perceived gun threat. Fairbanks North Star Borough School District spokeswoman Cherise Walker says a person with a gun was reported seen near the high school.
A visitor to the school reported seeing a male walking at the edge of the North Pole High School football field carrying a rifle with a scope.
Walker says the man was reported to get into a vehicle with another man and drive away. North Pole police, aided by state troopers, stopped the vehicle and questioned the occupants. Police say no gun was found and no arrests have been made in the case, which remains under investigation. The school district's Walker says standard protocol was followed in response to the potential threat and that all North Pole schools were released from lockdown or sit-tight mode at about 11:30 yesterday morning. A North Star Borough School District committee has three suggestions for renaming Badger Road Elementary School in North Pole. The school board initiated a process to choose a new name for the school last November after it came to light that the man the road is named after, pioneer farmer and politician Harry Badger, was convicted of raping a child in 1916. A committee of parents, teachers, and other community members collected name suggestions from students and the public. School Naming Advisory Committee facilitator Jeff Jacobson shared the committee's top choices with the school board at its regular meeting this week.
First choice, Trinyakta Elementary School. We live in Athabascan traditional lands. The name respects that and also its meaning, where we are growing, accurately describes what takes place at the school.
The number two name is Ursa Major Elementary.
The school mascot is the Brown Bear. Brown Bear was a popular name choice by students. Ursa Major, or Great Bear, is a constellation in the northern celestial hemisphere and is an attempt to honor the spirit of the student's choice.
The number three name is Midnight Sun Elementary. Jacobson says 92 names were submitted for consideration. He says duplicate suggestions and any referencing Badger were eliminated, as well as any personal names, a reflection of the turmoil surrounding Harry Badger.
And the desire to spare any other family negative scrutiny and public vilification. For this reason, names of individuals did not score high on the vetting process.
The school board will take public comment and vote on a new name for Badger Road Elementary at its next regular meeting, April 18th. A group of Russian adventurers are traveling across Alaska to mark the 150th anniversary of the Alaska Purchase. The three-man forward travel expedition from the Perm Region Federation of Sport and Tourism set off from Circle this week. Expedition leader Andrei Korolev describes the trip through a translator.
First, it's a ski. 800 kilometers north. From Fairbanks To Prudhoe.
The 800-kilometer route follows the Yukon and Chandelier Rivers, then traverses the Brooks Range and Philip Smith Mountains before heading down the Shaviak River to Prudhoe Bay. The group plans to get a ride back to Fairbanks, then bicycle south to Anchorage. Korolev says the self-supported expedition has a very basic goal.
To strengthen relationships and friendship between U.S. and Russia.
The Fast Forward Expedition members hope to pedal into Anchorage in mid-May. The season's last major sled dog race is underway in northwest Alaska. The Kobuk 440 began yesterday at noon in Kotzebue with a mass start. 16 mushers are on the trail this morning with leaders Jesse Holmes of Nenana and defending champion Nicholas Petit about 160 miles into the race to Kobuk and back. Other mushers in this year's 440 include four-time Iditarod champions Dallas Seavey and Jeff King. King's daughter Ellen is also in the race and at last check was running with her father. I'm Dan Bross.